Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got some breaking news here, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Just kind of ironic. Post a job. There's an opening at the Pirates, Ron, Frank Coonley. And the Pirates have mutually agreed to part ways. That's according to, we've confirmed that. Let's put it that way.
Right.
So that's what the story is. Mutually agreed to part
ways. He's out. You know what? I'm not surprised. I still can't get over that the general manager seems to be the one who survived all this. Coonley is the boss, the liaison between Nutting and Huntington and the rest of the people. And, you know, you could certainly argue he doesn't deserve to stay either. He's in a role that, you know, he's behind the scenes more or less. He's not really front and center very much. Huntington usually has to answer for all their faux pas, if you will. When things go bad, it's usually Huntington out there. Now, I know Coonley did one, I think, interview with the morning show, the KDKA AM show this year, where he said, you know, this is unacceptable. You know, we understand the fans' frustration. But usually he's a guy in the background, but he's the number one guy after Huntington. And after Nutting and the way this year's gone, not surprised one bit. Now, whether he's fired or they agree, I guess the word is mutually agreed. Well,
which is always an interesting way to phrase it.
Yeah. I would guess he has been gently pushed in the back out the door.
It's always hard for me to judge what the team president does. I think the most important task that Frank Coonley had was the TV deal, and nobody gives out numbers. The last one didn't look like it was great.
Right.
If this one was great, then God bless him. I'd say he did a good job on the way out. If it's like the last one, then to me, that was one of the most important things, if not the most important thing he was tasked with.
Right.
What I remember.
Yeah, he was on the business side of it. Right.
Right. Right. What I remember about Frank Coonley, dealing with him, he was okay. He was a little bit thin skinned. I remember the stroll in incident. We remember that one. He called up the owner of a bar because they were giving away pitchers or something based on, I don't remember what it was.
I have vague remembers of that, but it was pretty comical.
It was. And, you know, Frank had a fiery personality. There's no doubt about that. And they never won a division under him. They never won a playoff series under him. But how much does he really have to do with the baseball side, Ron? That's impossible.
Well, again, what's the bottom line reaction going to be by people?
Not
so
much.
What? It's not Nutting. Nutting isn't leaving. Things aren't going to change. Isn't that what generally the reaction will be? Same thing with when the manager is hired. People are going to yawn and say, man, sounds like a good baseball guy, good baseball background, probably be a good hire in a lot of places, but what's he going to do here? Is that not a fair representation in your opinion?
Very fair, yes.
So people will blink and say, well, they got rid of another one, but they still haven't got rid of the guy they have to get rid of, and they're not going to get rid of him.
I mean, I suppose under his purveyance, if he's the business guy, is things like revenues, right? I mean, revenue, in the bottom line. And while attendance suffered, I don't think revenues ever did. So part of me also, as we talk out loud here, wants to say that Frank Coonley was maybe a miracle worker, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. Was he? I mean,
or was it just the league? That produces revenue.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I think Major League Baseball, with all its revenue streams, with the internet and overseas, I mean, just the endless supply of revenue streams, they're all making money. That's why it's okay for the owners to be small market and big market, because they're all making money. It's not like in hockey a number of years ago when they shut it down because only a couple teams were making money. So I don't know if I'm going to give them a lot of credit for that. I think the real key, as you said, is what kind of a TV deal did they do with AT&T Sportsnet? But at this point, what kind of leverage did they have? Where else would they go? and with the year and attendance like it was, and I know ratings were up minusculely, certainly in the first half of the season they were up, you know, what do they have to sell?
Well, the other thing that Frank Cooley was big on was accountability, and that sort of fell apart this year.
He talked it. That's what I mean. Did he ever live it, though? Things fell apart this season. Right.
So.
Yeah, I heard him talk about it a lot, Joe. I never saw him live it. Did you, really?
I didn't really know him that well. But
no, but I mean, accountability in the organization. Did you ever see that? No.
Certainly not this year. Certainly not this year. So his tenure as a whole, I look back on and really don't think a whole lot of it, honestly. But it's ended, and it won't matter who the next president is. It'll matter if they spend more money on players and if they do a better job of drafting and development. And the guy they have doing that right now has had over a decade, right?
07, right? I think he came in.
And they've produced all of two major league starters of any repute, and those were drafted one and two in the draft.
1 and 2 overall in the draft, yep.
412-928-9370, 928-9370 if you want to weigh in on the Frank Cooley departure, your feelings about that. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Jeep Chrysler Dodge with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And you can text us on the Egger Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Up next, let's get back to hockey for a moment, Ron. I do want to get back to the Matt Murray contract dilemma, I'll call it, and Ed Bouchette at the top of the hour. We got Tom Brady, things to talk about today. Is he going to be gone after this season from the Patriots and also the World Series, game one last night? It's all ahead on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.